Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Welcome to Day 763. House Democrats will file a resolution rejecting Trump's national emergency declaration. Nancy Pelosi said the House will move swiftly to pass the disapproval resolution, which is the first formal step in countering Trump's efforts to go around Congress and build his border wall. While the effort is almost certain to fall short due to the threat of a Trump veto, voting on the issue will put some Republicans from swing districts and states on the record. Meanwhile, a federal judge banned Roger Stone from speaking publicly about his case after he published an Instagram post with what appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun drawn behind the judge's head. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson banned Stone from issuing statements on the radio or press releases, blogs, media interviews, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat posts. Jackson also banned Stone's spokespersons, family members, or his many volunteers from issuing statements on his behalf. Stone claimed he was heartfully sorry and that he was having trouble putting the food on the table and making rent, and that he needed to be able to make money as a commentator. Stone's pretrial consulting income was $47,000 a month. And finally, the White House is forcing interns to sign non-disclosure agreements and then warning them that a breach of the NDA could result in legal and financial consequences. Interns were also told that they would not receive a copy of the NDA. The Trump intern orientation process calls this, quote, ethics training, end quote. And now to the notables. One, Michael Cohen has agreed to testify publicly before Congress next week about his work as Trump's longtime fixer, lawyer, and confidant. Lawmakers have said that they'll limit the scope of their questions out of deference to Robert Mueller's ongoing investigations. 2. Paul Manafort will be sentenced on March 8th in Virginia after being convicted last summer on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud. He'll also be sentenced in a related case in Washington, D.C. 5 days later. 3. Senate investigators want to question a Moscow-based American businessman who has deep ties to Trump after witnesses told lawmakers that the man could provide information about Trump's commercial and personal activities in Russia dating all the way back to the 1990s. And 4. White House officials, as well as several Republican and Democratic lawmakers, are concerned that Trump will soon replace Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats. Trump spent the holiday weekend at Mar-a-Lago venting about Coats' testimony before Congress last month, where Coates publicly contradicted Trump about the chances of North Korea giving up its nuclear weapons. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.